In Acts 15, we find a significant moment in the early church, a disagreement between two of its leading figures, Saul, also known as Paul, and Barnabas. This conflict, though painful, ultimately contributed to the further spread of the gospel and the growth of the early Christian movement. The disagreement arose over John Mark, who had accompanied Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. For reasons unknown, John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia, returning home instead of continuing with the mission. When Paul and Barnabas planned their next journey to visit the churches they had established, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark along. Paul strongly opposed the idea, believing that John Mark's previous failure made him unreliable for the demanding work ahead. The Greek word, paroxysm, still used today, describes a contention that was sharp and emotional, leading to their separation. Barnabas took John Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas as he continued his missionary journey in Syria and Cilicia. This division might seem regrettable, but in the broader scope of God's plan, it served to multiply the efforts in spreading the gospel. Barnabas, true to his nature as an encourager and mentor, saw potential in John Mark despite his earlier failure. He understood that John Mark needed guidance and patience to grow in his faith and fulfill his calling. By taking John Mark under his wing, Barnabas played a crucial role in his spiritual development. This investment in John Mark bore fruit. Later in 2 Timothy 4:11, Paul writes, "Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." John Mark eventually became a trusted and effective partner in ministry, thanks to Barnabas' faith in him. Paul needed someone who was ready to endure the hardships of missionary work without hesitation. Silas, who had already proven himself as a faithful and courageous leader in the church, was a perfect choice. Together, Paul and Silas embarked on a journey that would see them imprisoned, beaten, and persecuted, yet through it all they remained steadfast and the gospel continued to spread powerfully. The conflict between Paul and Barnabas, though unfortunate, was not without purpose. Their separation led to the gospel being preached in more regions than if they had stayed together. Barnabas' investment in John Mark eventually produced a valuable leader in the church, while Paul and Silas' partnership brought the message of Christ to new areas, overcoming obstacles with faith and resilience. This story serves as a reminder that God can work through our disagreements to accomplish His greater purpose. Even when we face conflicts in our own lives, we can trust that God can use those moments to further His kingdom, bringing growth, maturity, and the spread of the gospel in ways we might not immediately see. Blessings. P.S. It's unclear what happened to Barnabas, but we see his influence in the life of John Mark, the author of the second gospel. Only once the books of heaven are fully opened will the completed story be known.